Hey everybody, and welcome to this special on Transiting Sun in Aries. So, you know how I do. I'm going to give the summary version and go in depth and talk about the karmic meaning of the Sun in Aries, how it affects our career, education and professional development, and how it can influence our relationships in more depth as well. So yeah, stay tuned. So yeah, when the Sun moves into the constellation of Aries, this marks the beginning of the astrological new year. And as you know, I use Vedic constellation astrology, so it's based on where the Sun, Moon and the planets such as Venus and Mercury are at any given time. So the Sun moves into Aries around the 13th or the 14th of April of each year in Vedic constellational astrology, but in Western astrology it moves into Aries around the 20th of March. So yeah, Aries is the first sign of the zodiac ruled by Mars, and it symbolizes initiation, courage, assertiveness and independence. So when the Sun transits through Aries, it can ignite a fiery energy that pushes us towards action, asserting our individuality and pursuing our goals with passion, you know, really going after what we want. It's the start of the spring, so from a practical perspective, this transit encourages us to take the initiative, be decisive, and boosts our confidence and encourages us with to be like pioneering, unique, entrepreneurial in spirit. We're not always entrepreneurial, but actually just going after being unique, going after what you really, really want. But on the negative end, we can become more impatient, impulsive, and be, you know, overly competitive with others, aggressive, not respecting each other's boundaries, and, you know, putting our foot in our mouth, as we say in the UK, which is like speaking or acting before we think. Ultimately, the best use of the Sun in Aries energy is to channel its powerful influence into productive activities. So it's a time of vigor, vitality, fresh beginnings, ideal for starting new ventures or continuing, restarting projects you've been putting off, assuming a more leadership position in your life, without getting too much of main character syndrome, but putting yourself first, going after what you really want, confronting you know, your true desires. And it wants us to be brave and have more of a willingness to overcome our life challenges, which will always come directly and assertively, while, as I said, respecting other people's boundaries. So on the worldly materialistic level, the focus of this energy is on individualism, self-expression and independence, and asserting your identity and cultivating, you know, more of a sort of passionate, induce mindset for your own life. So yeah, going after what you want and respecting other people's right to do so as well. Politically, the influence of the Sun in Aries can bring a time where people may get involved in social activism more, people may feel more inspired to fight for causes they believe in and challenge tradition, the status quo, and go against conformity more. And this can be conforming to what our parents, friends, family and anyone else thinks of us. It can sort of like bring a sense of urgency in terms of government and politics and stuff, and sort of like for a desire, so there can be changes in community leadership or groups you belong to, or even on a global scale in world governments, changing leaders and stuff like that as well. So from a spiritual, esoteric standpoint, it wants us to connect with our personal sort of like growth, to discover ourselves more and connect with our authentic inner desires and motivations, encouraging us to embrace our true selves, because a lot of the time we push our true self away, and sometimes we need to refine some of our personality traits, because you know we do, all of humans have flaws and bad habits and stuff. But it's about, you know, not saying, oh, you know, I'm not going to accept them, or oh, I'm just going to do whatever I want regardless of how others take it. It's about just loving yourself, even the negative aspects, the sadder aspects of yourself, exploring your past, patterns and going after paths that align with your spiritual purpose. So symbolically, it wants us to have the courage to step into the unknown with confidence and enthusiasm. On the creative level, this transit can spark a sort of like inspiration in us, encouraging us to express ourselves boldly, take creative risks, and to go after innovation. So being innovative in our problem solving, in the way we put ourselves out there, and the ways that we express ourselves as well. Emotionally, the sun in Aries can stir up feelings of excitement, passion, and impulsive energy. It can also make us more yearning, wanting more adventure, being more spontaneous in our date nights, in our exercise plans, in our eating plans, in our work routines, and just in life in general, and just giving us more of a willingness to take bold leaps of faith in the sort of pursuit of our desires and ideas and just going after what we want. So now I'm going to talk specifically about this year's Sun transit in Aries and how the aspects that the Sun is making affects this year. So this year the Sun is in Aries from the 30th of April until the 14th of May. So the first aspect is that the Sun makes a conjunction with Mercury. So this will flavour the whole of this year's Sun in Aries period. And this year when the Sun goes into Aries, Mercury is also in retrograde as well between Aries and Pisces. So the Sun's conjunction to Mercury can increase communication, intellect, and the ability to express ourselves clearly at this time, and it can bring us opportunities for effective decision making and problem solving, which is really good because, you know, Mercury's in retrograde, so this energy just kind of boosts our ability to use the Sun in Aries more productively and efficiently. Negatively, Sun's conjunction to Mercury can lead to any chance to misunderstandings that can happen and bring more challenges than normal, especially in how we convey, get our thoughts and ideas across to others and how they can understand them. We may not understand them, they may not understand us. So just make sure we ask for clarity in our communication, double check details and don't rush as well. Also can make us feel a bit more mentally overwhelmed as we struggle to focus on important tasks, because as I said, Mercury's in retrograde this year as well, so this influence can be potent. So just, as I said, give yourself time to learn new things. The Sun also makes a conjunction to Chiron, so it helps with our emotional healing, self-discovery, and also can help us with our self-reflection and personal growth as well, as it allows us to address past wounds more easily and move towards self-love and acceptance and understanding and forgiveness as well. But negatively, the Sun's conjunction to Chiron can make us more vulnerable, and you know, we can just be triggered without us willingly wanting to revisit our psychological, spiritual, emotional wounds. External people can trigger us and unresolved issues can resurface and you may try and run away from them. So, you know, just watch out for that as well. The fact that you could be triggered by something that normally doesn't trigger you as well. So, you know, just give yourself enough grace and space to talk about and, you know, just to accept each other's flaws and your own flaws, as I said earlier. Also, instead of running away from your old emotional and spiritual wounds, try and experience them, because these moments of sensitivity could get in the way of your progress if you ignore them, basically. So, you know, just help yourself, accept yourself more and heal by embracing the energy of the Sun's conjunction to Chiron. And also, you know, don't be afraid to seek out support if you need it, and also just try and be more self-compassionate and empathetic with others who may come to you with their problems at this time, or maybe dealing with struggles. So now I'm going to talk about the positive and negatives of the stellium that the Sun, Chiron and the Moon's North Node is making at the time of Sun going into Aries this year. So the Sun and Chiron and the North Node are making a stellium with a 23% orb, so it's pretty strong. So a stellium in astrology happens when three or more planets or astrological points like the Moon's North Node are in the same zodiac sign, house or degree orb. So on the positive level, the presence of the sun in his stellium brings a strong sense of identity. So it helps with what the sun in Aries wants us to do, which is to express ourselves, be more vital and go after what we want with more passion. Chiron allows extra healing and for us to have that strength that we need to deal with our past instead of running away from it. The moon's north node helps us find some sense of purpose and direction, especially when it comes to our personal development. But negatively, it can make us feel overwhelmed and bring internal conflict as well. And it can amplify us being more impulsive, not respecting each other's boundaries. So we just need to watch out for that. So yeah, ultimately we need to balance this urgency, this sense of impulsiveness with being more mindful and having more self-awareness of our own and other people's emotions and reactions and actions as well. So ultimately this stellium gives us a chance to really transform ourselves. We may feel a strong pull towards addressing deep-seated issues, embracing our true identity and taking bold steps towards our destined path, our destiny, whatever that is to you as well. So yeah, it's crucial to navigate this energy with empathy, compassion, awareness and the willingness to confront any pain or any issues, unresolved emotions, anything like that that comes up. And also just be aware that this can be an intense period of self-reflection and growth, and the key is to use the potent energies at play and channel them towards positive healing, empowerment and aligning with your higher purpose instead of self-destruction, trying to destruct others, trying to be too competitive and just basically, you know, thinking and acting without speaking, that can just add to the tension and just make things really, really crazy right now. So just remember that the challenges that come up right now pave the way for profound breakthroughs if you're open to them. And, you know, all that is happening, although it may be scary for some of you, is wanting you to create a deeper connection to yourself and the universe, and for you to trust in the process of life and embrace your life journey with more courage and having more of an open mind and heart. So now I'm just going to talk more deeper about the holistic meanings of the sun transiting in Aries, then go into how it affects our relationships and so on. So yeah, in terms of past life implications, sun transiting in Aries wants us to release our patterns of self-doubt or being hesitant over going after what we want. This can be, again, you know, not letting go or resisting letting go of the things and the relationships and the thoughts we need to. So people who resonate strongly with the energy of Aries, so these can be those with strong Leo, Mars, Sun placements or Sagittarius or Jupiter placements in their chart as well, or aspects, can find themselves revisiting themes of self-assertion and leadership from past lives where they may have struggled to stand up for themselves or take the necessary risk to fulfill their potential, or even in this life, you know, where you failed in your past to stand up for yourself. This is a chance to go after what you want and break free from, you know, these karmic patterns that stop you from using all of your innate gifts and talents, and embrace a more confident and assertive approach to life. In terms of karmic lessons, they revolve around learning to balance Aries' fiery energy with patience and diplomacy, you know, respecting other people's boundaries and just hearing each side of the argument rather than, you know, just jumping in and with your own opinions and thinking your way is the right way. This energy encourages us to channel our passion and drive in more constructive ways, avoiding impulsive actions that may lead to conflicts or missed opportunities. By mastering this balance, we can cultivate a harmonious relationship between our inner desires and external actions, and this can just help us with our growth on all levels. So the main lesson that the sun in Aries is trying to show us is to use the assertive energy that it gives us, while also being mindful of how our actions and words impact not only, you know, other people but ourselves and the overall flow of our life. This transit reminds us to embrace challenges with resilience and courage, and recognizing, you know, everything in life, even the difficult times, as opportunities for spiritual evolution and karmic healing. So ultimately, the sun in Aries on the karmic past life level invites us to step into our own power, embrace our true selves, and navigate, you know, our life journey with more confidence and authenticity. So now I'm just going to talk about how the sun in Aries affect our family relationships, friendships, co-worker and committed and hookup relationships as well. So when the sun's in Aries, in terms of family relationships, it can want us to have more adventures and being more spontaneous with our family as well, and engage in activities that bond us as a family unit or friendship unit as well, or whatever family looks like to you. Negatively, the sun in Aries can bring about conflicts of power struggles within our families if communication and compromise are not prioritised. So, you know, make sure you speak effectively, listen to other people as well, and try and find middle ground compromise. Try and not just say, oh, I want it my way, and nor give in to other people's demands. Try and find middle ground. It's essential to be mindful of your individual needs at this time and maintain sort of like open communication. In terms of friendship, again, you know, friends may want to do new things together, engage in more shared experiences. This can be gaming together, socializing together, researching or doing anything together, and this can strengthen bonds and create memorable sort of like moments, as well as strengthen and deepen the connection. But negatively, again, in terms of friendship, it can bring disagreements or clashes in opinions. So it's important to practice patience and understanding to overcome any conflicts that can come up. In terms of co-worker relationships, the sun in Aries can bring a surge of motivation and productivity. So it makes it an ideal time for collaboration and achieving shared goals. The dynamic energy of Aries can inspire us to be more creative in our work projects and just, you know, work nights out, and just, you know, this can just bring brainstorming, can be good at this time as well with your co-workers to think about how you can make your work time more efficient or more, you know, enjoyable as well, you know. But on the negative, because of the competitive energy of Aries, this can make workplace conflicts and rivalries and friction, you know, more prone to happening, or even old things that may have been laid by, you may forgive, may come up now as well. So it's crucial to focus on teamwork, communication and respect for each other's ideas, as well as you know, just as I said, practicing active listening and just, you know, making sure everyone's needs are met as well. In terms of committed couples, it can reignite our passion and spontaneity in relationships, and it can infuse our sort of committed relationships with more excitement, and we can seek more adventure together, more fun. It's a time for trying new things and rekindling the flame of romance. On the other hand, Aries' fiery energy may also lead to occasional conflicts or power struggles in our committed relationships as well. So again, it's important for us to practice patience, active listening and compromise in our committed relationship, and by maintaining open communication and understanding each other's individual needs as well as our couple needs, this can help us strengthen our bonds and intimacy, and we can emerge from this transit with a deeper connection if we are willing to work for it. In terms of hookup relationships, the sun in Aries brings more passion and a desire to, you know, be more physical with each other, and it can bring more intense, passionate encounters because of the fiery energy of Aries. So, you know, again, it just makes us want more excitement in and out the bedroom in our hookups as well. But negatively, again, can lead to misunderstandings due to the impulsive nature of Aries. So it's important for everyone involved to set clear boundaries, communicate openly about your intentions, and ensure mutual respect is given to avoid any conflicts. Okay, so now I'm just going to finish up by talking about how the sun in Aries can affect your career and educational and spiritual and personal development, and then just end with the best things for us to do with this energy. So in terms of career development, as I said, it wants us to be more confident, take on leadership roles, start new things and go after what we really want. Personal growth, it wants us to be passionate about our life, be more self-reliant and resilient and courageous, and just, you know, sort of go after what we want, have the sense of wonder and adventure about life, and gives us the chance to have more of a willingness to take risks in order to grow. In terms of spiritual development, the Sun in Aries can sort of give us this kind of higher consciousness, spiritual awakening, pushing us to seek deeper connections with our inner world and the world around us. In terms of our educational development, it can make us want to learn new things and challenge ourselves intellectually and push ourselves out of our comfort zones. It's a time where innovative ideas can really grow and flourish right now, and we can have more of a thirst for knowledge and exploration when it comes to our educational growth. Overall, the dynamic energy of Aries wants us to step out of our comfort zone and just really just be willing to grow, you know. So the best things for creatives to do during this time is to go after innovative projects and bold self-creativity that reflect your individuality and passion. Experiment with new techniques and infuse your work with fresh energy. Professionals should seize this chance to showcase your sort of like talents, assertiveness and pioneering, adventurous sort of like spirit. Take decisive actions towards advancing your career goals and, you know, leverage the Aries bold energy to push you forward. So entrepreneurs can use this energy to launch new ventures or take calculated risks in existing businesses, to just, you know, network with like-minded individuals who can support and inspire you at this time. Alternative healers should focus on promoting self-care and empowerment in your healing practices and sort of like align more with the Aries energy, kind of encourage yourself and your clients to embark on self-discovery and be more independent as well, and to just research new techniques that can help you, you know, sort of widen your client base or just be more sort of like meet your current client base's needs as well. Lovers should use this energy to bring more spontaneity and passion in your relationships. Plan adventurous date nights and other exciting sort of things to, you know, bring the spark back into your connection or deepen your connection as well, and just to be more vibrant and loving in life in general. So yeah, that's the end of this analysis on the Sun transiting in Aries. Take care and see you next time.